Women's E-News, weekly summary of news about women, women's issues, and from women's perspectives. From the weekly Cheers and Jeers column of November 22, 2008. I'm Ana Maria Roque. Starting with the good news, Cheers! Big bucks for anti-violence. The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation announced an unprecedented $18 million investment in programs to promote healthy teen relationships and curb intimate violence. In another related safety effort, leading companies including Macy's, Verizon Wireless, and Gap Incorporated announced a national plan to improve the ways they help their employees handle and overcome domestic violence. Senators Hillary Clinton of New York and Patty Murray of Washington introduced a bill on November 20th to block the Bush administration's proposed conscience rule that says that healthcare providers can refuse any type of service or treatment to which they have moral objections. National Public Radio picked Vivian Schiller, senior vice president of the NewYorkTimes.com, as its new chief executive. This is the first time a woman will lead NPR. Schiller starts in January. Eri Yoshida, a 16-year-old Japanese schoolgirl, will be the first woman to play professional baseball alongside men in Japan. Yoshida was drafted by Kobe 9 Cruise, a new independent professional team that starts its first season in April. Some saw the nomination as a marketing ploy by the new team. In England, ignorance is no longer an acceptable defense for men facing prosecution for paying for sex with trafficked women or pimping exploited women, according to a new prostitution law implemented on November 20th. Army General Anne Dunwoody was named the military's first female four-star general on November 14th. The Women in the Military Project of the Women's Research and Education Institute has lobbied for more women in the Pentagon for a decade. Military women serve in 14% of Pentagon posts, and women comprise 21% of the civilian workforce in the Pentagon. Now that Barack Obama is president-elect, some abortion foes will de-emphasize legal challenges to abortion and step up promotion of social support programs for pregnant women. Senator Hillary Clinton is on track for Secretary of State and reportedly agreed to accept the position. Arizona Governor Janet Napolitano is Obama's choice for Secretary of Homeland Security, the Wall Street Journal reported. Women in Sierra Leone will be able to pay delivery fees after childbirth instead of before under a new UN-backed initiative to cut mortality rates. Women who cannot afford clinic fees and face complications make up a larger portion of the country's 1,800 deaths per 100,000 live births. Now for the downside of news, Jeers, young moms drop school. According to a study in the November 2008 National Bureau of Economic Research Bulletin on Aging and Health, the so-called welfare reforms of the 1990s decreased the probability of young adult women attending high school or college by 20 to 25%. Researchers from Bentley University, Rider University, and the University of Medicine and Dentistry of New Jersey looked at the education levels of women who received public assistance and found that despite the increases of employment after the Personal Responsibility and Work Opportunity Act of 1996, robust and convincing evidence showing that women had less access to education and decreased earnings over the long term. One major aspect of the 1996 law was to restrict school attendance to meet work requirements and increase paid employment. More news to Jeer this week. Maternal death rates in the Pacific communities are climbing dramatically. The ABC Australian Network reported that in the Solomon Islands, death rose 69% in the past year. According to a University of California study, half of California's 400 public corporations have no female executives, and the sector has only 13 female chief executives. Also noted in the news this week, the Pacific Island News Source reports that in Papua New Guinea, women are selling sex to men on credit, deferring payment until the men's paydays. A government official blamed the practice for contributing to an increase in HIV infections. Parents in England are increasingly sending daughters to private schools to prolong the wholesomeness of childhood, the London Times reported. Private school attendance has risen 14.5% in the last 10 years, compared to a rise of just 4% for boys. The newly formed Australian Sex Party, with the slogan, "We are serious about sex," has a good chance of winning seats in the state and federal parliament in the next federal election in 2010. The Sex Party opposes the government's proposed internet filter to stop child pornography, the men's and national sex education curriculum, and supports same-sex marriage, the Sydney Daily Telegraph reported. Iulia Anglehescu, Alison Stevens, Dominic Sogel, and Jennifer Thurston contributed to this report. Rita Henley Jensen is the editor-in-chief. Background music is by Joan Hickey. This production of Women's E-News is brought to you by VP Foundation and Yin Radio. This column and more news about women can be found at the Women's E-News website, womensenews.org. For Yin Radio, I'm Anmarai Roque.